Starting March 15th, New York State will expand its capacity limits at weddings from 50 people to 150 people, with COVID-19 testing required. Pandemic gathering restrictions have roiled many couples, families, and venues for the past year. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC, and I spoke with wedding vendors about what they think of the change. The ballroom at 60 State Place is normally much, much louder. Built as a bank in 1903, the building now operates as an exquisite venue for downtown Albany weddings. In normal times, a steady stream of wedding parties are seen posing for photos at the nearby state capitol, and they can find similar splendor in the bank's marble walls and painted ceiling. Joseph Ruggiero is president of Ruggiero Hospitality at 60 State Place.
We do everything in-house. Our wedding packages are very inclusive. They include valet parking, wedding cake, flowers on the tables, at least 5-hour open bar. They get the use of the bridal suite. There's a room downstairs for the groomsmen.
I mean, how busy have you guys been since the pandemic?
Well, we haven't been busy at all. One event since last March. People don't want to do the 50-person weddings.
Truth be told, most grand-scale venues don't want to do 50-person weddings either, as they cost more than they bring in. And so for the past year, 60 State Place has sat quiet and empty, like most of the industry. Uptown Waldorf Tuxedo Company owner Matthew Wagner says the store has basically been closed all year, as proms, graduations, and galas disappeared as well. The family business has been around since 1936, but lately Wagner is weighing whether to keep going.
I lost $170,000 in income last year. I'm hoping that I can stay in business with my 3,500 in-stock tuxedos that are getting dust.
The ceremony will be outside, but the reception will be indoors.
Yeah, so...
For vendors, the new guidelines feel like a light at the end of a long tunnel. But for couples, it's a continued challenge. Shauna Scoville and Will Gallagher of Green Island got engaged last summer and are planning a hope-filled outdoor event for 200 people this November. They've conducted almost all of their conversations with vendors, venues, and photographers over Zoom, all while crossing their fingers that more people will get the jab by this fall. They don't really consider themselves a COVID couple, having watched their friends grapple with postponing or canceling their events last year. But if, likewise, you're planning your dream day in the midst of a COVID nightmare, they have some firsthand advice. First off, have a backup plan. Scoville and Gallagher say their venue reserved a backup date for them 6 months out in May 2022, and many vendors are allowing couples to postpone the big day without losing their deposit. In the meantime, they've made a list of their biggest priorities for the event and are giving themselves until Labor Day to see where things stand.
It's been really important for us to kind of talk through plan A and plan B. What are those things that like would make us move the date? Right now you can't have any dancing. And so for us, it's really important to have that part of our wedding. And so we wanted to make sure that we set that backup date in case we still couldn't dance in November.
Well, technically state guidelines do allow for dancing at weddings, but guests must stay within their household in dancing zones 6 feet apart. Tables must also be spaced out with assigned seating and signs reminding guests to social distance. Provided all 200 of their friends and family are allowed to attend this November, Scoville plans to include a range of table sizes at her reception to prevent different households from splitting space. Which brings us to number two, get creative. Whether you're shopping for bride and groom masks, testing cake samples via takeout, or live streaming your ceremony, today's couples are finding new ways to make it work. For Scoville and Gallagher, that means making red, yellow, and green bracelets for their guests so they can flag their comfort levels throughout the event.
Red means I'm not comfortable with like hugs and handshakes and things like that. Green means I'm good. Green means like I'm comfortable, you can hug me. Or maybe in that case, green would mean I'm vaccinated.
What Scoville and Gallagher haven't figured out yet is pre-wedding testing for all of their guests, which will have to take place just days or even hours before the event. Guests can either use a PCR or rapid test to get the job done, but will they have to schedule and pay for it themselves? Whose job is it to man the door and check for testing? And who is responsible if it all goes wrong? Scoville and Gallagher aren't alone in their confusion. Many vendors have been anxious about the details as well. Michelle DeChavo is the owner and lead wedding planner at Intuition Event Coordination and Floral Design in Latham.
Will it be the bride and groom's responsibility, the responsibility of the venue owner? You know, as a planner, I cannot assume the responsibility nor the liability that is entailed with making sure that all of the people attending the wedding have gotten a negative COVID test. Like, I hold insurance, but I don't hold that much insurance.
In a recent update to its guidelines, the state identified responsible parties for wedding events to include, quote, event venue and facility owners or operators and event organizers, end quote. Still, DeShavo is happy to see relief after a tough year. Given the economic impact of the pandemic on young adults, she expects weddings will steer clear of the capital region's usual $30,000 to $40,000 price tag and remain small in 2021, perhaps even 2022. That said, she advises newly engaged couples to start planning as soon as possible, because while the industry hasn't been working, it has been booking.
I would say you should book at least a year in advance just so that you can get the vendors that you want. I would say 12 to 15 months is really ideal, especially for the venues themselves.
As for Wagner, he says it could be summer or fall before Waldorf Tuxedo sees any impact from the new guidelines. Luckily, he owns his building and he thinks he could hold on for another year if needed. But for Virgilio, the situation's a little more perilous. He says most of the March and April brides at 60 State Place already postponed before the new capacity limits were announced. Furthermore, he applied for an extensive disaster loan last year, and repayment starts in June.
That money's all gone. I used it for paying rents, utilities, business expenses such as business owner's insurance, and all the stuff that you have to have. When this first happened, we didn't think this was going to last this long. You know, so I got the loan thinking that, geez, there'll still be money left of the loan to start. You know, I might not even need all the loan money if we started back up in August, even September of 2020, and got at least one quarter's worth of business done. But we got nothing done. So
if all else fails, there's always City Hall. For more information on wedding guidelines in New York, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.